We have a question, and I'm going to see if I can access that question. While we're still recording. Question is, Srila Prabhupada, as does Guru Parampara, informs us to serve ourselves first before serving others. No, save ourselves, not serve ourselves. As if we don't care for ourselves first, then how can we be there for others? Yeah. Yes. We have to take care of our spiritual life to be strong enough to help others. So in context, what percentage approximately should you serve yourself and then serve others? After all, we're not flying our own plane home. No, Prabhupada said we are flying our own plane. I think that's what you mean. Plus, Srila Prabhupada used to also say, if you cannot swim, you cannot jump in to help others, then you both drown. Sure, it's a matter of intelligence. However, to what extent do you serve yourself? By that, I don't mean selfishly. I mean for nourishment, as well as one's family, if they have one. Like, if you both work 9 to 5, then do 2 hours sadhana, and then that, even before hearing class and cooking, then how much time do you have left? Any ideas? How much time do you have left? It depends how much you need to sleep, doesn't it? Hare Krishna. Okay, so, quote, the story is that one devotee was glorifying Sankirtan, how important it is to preach and so forth, and Prabhupada said, this devotee was, he wasn't so much into sadhana, so Prabhupada wrote him and said, better you save yourself before you save others, that's higher. Obviously, because if you can't save yourself, you can't save others. So, we had a morning program if you lived in a temple. It started at 4:30, it ended about 8:30. So it was like 4 hours in the morning. And early days we had another like hour and a half in the evening, half hour artik and like an hour class. Maybe an hour and a half once we'd have Krishna book. So maximum like 2 hours in the evening, 4 hours in the morning. So that's 6 hours a day for devotees living in the temple and then doing service the rest of the day. So. And then Prabhupada said, then read his books when you have time in between that. But the morning and evening class, 2 hours of studying his books. So if you don't go to the temple, the Prabhupada kind of wanted us to study a few hours a day. So the answer to this question will depend on the person and what they're doing and what they need. Because also for many, service is nourishing. So service gives strength. So sometimes going out and preaching, if we don't do it enough, we become weak. So it's not, so preaching can also be a little bit selfish as well, because you need it to help yourself. And how much you need will depend on the service you're doing also. And if you're doing difficult service or doing service in education, service and book distribution, generally devotees need to read more because they need a lot of strength. Plus, you should be reading the books you're distributing. Your question was more about grihastha life, which is a compromise from, obviously, from living in an ashram. And so because it's compromised, you have to make adjustments. And part of the answer, if not most of it, if not really all of it, well, I can't say all of it, but a lot of it depends on you and your feelings. Like, I need to do this service, but if I'm feeling weak, I can't do the service. And you know when you're feeling weak, and you know sometimes that if you put more energy into hearing and chanting and sadhana, and then you go out and do your service, you can accomplish more in less time. Because when you're weak, you can't do well. So sometimes you have to just take a few steps back, recoup, become strong, and then go out and do your service. What you want to avoid is becoming selfish and just you're relishing Krishna consciousness just for yourself and don't care about anybody else. So you're working 9 to 5, how much time do you have for service outside your 9 to 5? Because you have your sadhana and your reading. You might not have a lot. You might only have a few hours a week. So I think it's something you have to judge for yourself, that how much do you need. Like, maybe service gives you more energy. Maybe Harinam Sankirtan gives you more energy than reading Prabhupada's books. So then you need to do Harinam, but that's part of your service. And maybe doing deity worship gives you energy. So then the deity worship is, you know, you consider that part of your sadhana. So in this way, we can consider many things. And I will leave the answer up to you to decide for yourself what you require to be strong enough to do your service. And you should always feel, in your Krishna consciousness, you should never be in this state where you think, oh, I'm weak, and if I'm in the wrong situation, I could fall down, or maybe I wouldn't chant my rounds. You should never feel weak in a way that you feel threatened, that you feel you're in a difficult situation, and with the wrong move, you could just get blown over. You don't want to feel like that. That's wrong. That's a red flag. That's, you know, there's a problem. So you should always be Krishna conscious enough that you feel you are way more Krishna conscious and way stronger and enthused and determined than all the people you're talking to. Otherwise, they'll give you Maya instead of you giving them Krishna. So you'll have to evaluate that yourself personally, I think.